Sylvia?
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. We're here to have another wonderful evening of healing and experience what the Light Ship can do very, very quickly. Remember, this coming Sunday is our special session for body organ rejuvenation. This is one of our intensive sessions we're having this coming Sunday and the following. So hopefully you can come on and have these wonderful healings. It's an 8-hour long call. And it may seem like a lot when you hear about 8 hours. You might go, oh boy, I can't stand up on for 8 hours. Well, you can't come on absentee. That's the good thing. And which check in periodically, you can too. But the 8 hours goes by very quickly. And it seems like maybe about a half an hour of our time because you're out of time on the Light Ship. And they do a lot of healing with us. This is to get rid of the extraterrestrial influences, shapeshifters, anything that's here that's invading your body is what we're going to be working with and getting them released. And these are shadow bodies, extraterrestrial critters, you know, the worms, the parasites, octopus energies, etc. So, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone to Friday night, and it's great to be with you. Like Ron said, we'll be talking about some of the healing opportunities coming up, and we'll also be answering your questions. And we have a wonderful guest on, a guest sponsor on this evening, excuse me, and some of you may recognize her if you're on the fast chat from being one of our listeners. Her name is Kimberly, and she's a really wonderful person. And very aware, and so it's always great to hear her talk about the Light Ship and her experiences that she's had in the healing. So very happy about that. And if you'd like to interact during the hour, please just go ahead and use the fast chat. And if you haven't done that before, it's really easy to do. You just click on the link from our page on BBS, the Creation Light Ship page. Just click on the link that says BBS Fast Chat, and that'll bring up a window for you. And you can type in your questions and your requests, and we'll try to get to those, as well as whatever Kimberly would like to experience tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Ron, and then maybe we can just get started with a little entity clearing for people and then bring on Kimberly.
Sounds good. So here we go. Working from the bottom of our feet. Ankles, calves, and knees right now. So you might actually feel some energy movements there. These are energies that are earth-based that we're releasing now. These are ghost emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is what everybody has in them. And they come to us because of like-kind energy. If you had a pain there and they had a pain, well, guess what? They'll come right to you as your best friend. And if they like you a lot, then they'll come into your consciousness. And from there, you may have a lot of addictions from these beings. So remember, they also body hop through generations, not just your own personal generation this lifetime, but through all of your ancestors. And if they're in your body, then you could be read if you go to a reader, and the reader could read that entity that is not you, that lived maybe, 10,000 years ago or something, and they can say, oh, I see you in a past life of doing this. Well, they're reading the entity, not necessarily you. So that's food for thought for everybody. So let's work. let me get a drink of water here. Okay. I was eating an energy bar here and kind of got stuck. So here we go. Let's work on our knees up to our hips here, taking out entities out of those areas, and now we'll start working on our internal organs and work up to our shoulders, neck, down our arms, and wrist. It looks like people have finger problems, so let's make sure we get them out of your fingers here and joints. And here we go. And remember, if you have like arthritis, enlarged knuckles, et cetera, they can also come into you because they may have that themselves. Remember, the body that they lived in last mainly is what they're living through you with, plus other ones too. But the last one is the main one. So if you have a problem with, we'll just say swollen knuckles, then all of a sudden you're going to be bringing on and attracting entities to you with swollen knuckles. And you wonder why you have such a painful experience and maybe why you're not healing. That could be the reason. They're taking away your own physical body healing energy. So here we go. We're working on knuckles right now, and we'll put some focus there. And I'm also seeing some people maybe with tailbone problems or something in that area here. So let's work on that in particular, maybe area injuries. Here we go. And that's being released as much as we can on this program here. I do 1 hour special sessions with people for entities, and it's also on an online healing. Here we go. And once you get these things out of you, you become yourself, you become more conscious. So entities are kind of the main thing that's on this earth plane causing us troubles. So here we go. And work with your head now, eyes and ears, sinuses, and back of our throat, work on our teeth and gums. Feels pretty good to me here. There we go. And let's bring in more of your spirit now. So count to 10 as your spirit comes into you. We have to go out and find it naturally because it does not choose and want to be here. Remember, we deal with pain and trauma, mainly as judgment energies, whatever that would be. And your spirit somehow doesn't like living in that energy. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body with your spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel maybe a little heavier, and hopefully some of your aches and pains have left you. And so we'll be talking today about our special 8-hour session call that we're having for physical body rejuvenation. This is an intensive call, which will be this Sunday. So let's turn it over to Kimberly. So Kimberly, are you out there? Do you have any questions or things to share?
I'm still here, and I want to say hello to everyone. And thank you, Sylvia, for that lovely greeting. And in regards to the intensive for Sunday, it's just so much more than organ intensive. It's still the whole body for me, from what I've seen and I can perceive. It has taken me to a new level of calmness, less agitation within my internal self, my thoughts and my emotions. But not only for me, but for the absentee guests that were on my list as well, and it was immediate. Like, you know, it occurred the next day, and the benefits are just huge for those of you that are listening that may not have tried this yet. There's several testimonials as well that the value and the benefit of bringing yourself into wholeness in such a simple, gracious, gentle way is truly amazing. That the repair work is intense, but so gentle. And if you do feel something that gives you discomfort because you're becoming aware of how deep the work, you know, is being explored within you, you can just have the thought of, wow, you know, I'd just like a little release from this. And it's instantaneously. I had been going through some nutritional deficiencies and hadn't quite pinpointed what I needed. And my fingernail beds here have been curling inward. And I had noticed that they were really, really getting painful, especially on the right finger, the ring finger on the right hand. And I looked down, and the nail had bent almost like into a V shape off to the side. And I was stressing about it and fussing, and I was pacing around the house, and I was trying to figure out what I needed to eat or supplement myself, and almost to tears. And then I came up here to get on the internet to find out what maybe I might need, and I looked back down at my nail, and it was back in full natural form. It wasn't causing me pain, and I truly believe that the light being, the team doctors, must have been working on that while I was stressing out, because not only that fingernail changed, but all 10 nails were lifted up and, back in their normal place, because you could see where the grooves had been in my nail bed, where the nails had been curling, more kind of turning, spooning. I think they call it spooning. So that was wondrous, because I just sat there and I realized I had nothing to fuss about. I had nothing to worry or stress out about. They didn't hurt, and they looked they're pretty again. So, and it's been long lasting. And so that was a really nice surprise.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love those times where you can actually just, almost see something change like that before your very eyes. It happens sometimes just like that, and it's just so great.
I did. I looked at it and I went, did I have pain there? But I know I did. And then I just left it alone and it went on to the next thing. So it was amazing, though.
That's wonderful.
I would also share that during the intensive, the cleansing process and the investigation and the care that they give us, it's just so valuable. And when you consider the cost compared to traditional care, I mean, this can happen for you in your own home, in your own comfort, your own ease. You can participate in the conference call if you choose, or not. It's very optional. You still receive the same level of care and healing. And then, I kind of lost my thought there for a moment. But, the value. So even, caring, wondering what you might do for family or them, including them on this, they benefit too. And you also notice that you're relating to them and resonating with more quality and how you speak and behave with each other. As well as the monthly program, you can send the list. And with everyone in your family, I think you can even include some friends and maybe distant relatives, for going up to the ship every month, several times during the week, and for like one flat fee. And then they might not be drinking the water if they're going up absentee, but still they're going to be on the ship, they're going to give it healings, and as they're being healed, they're also resonating with the healing that you're experiencing as well. I would think that by being on the ship weekly, that they're also perceiving the light beings, and that would just become more and more part of them consciously, and they might become more receptive to more direct conversations about their existence. So that's just kind of a terrific way to include family, as well as the 7-generation healings. For instance, if you have siblings, why not clear the mother? And that will help clear away the energetic clutter and the disharmony that is also affecting siblings in your family, to help, open the dialogue more freely, so that you can kind of stay, keep moving together, maybe in the kind of same pace a little bit. So there are clearings and there are treatments and attunements that will benefit those in your family that may not be on board with this consciously right now, but being absentee perhaps maybe in a month, week, 3 months later might be different for them. I've noticed seen that happen within my family.
That's great, you know, and it's really true, especially, you know, so often, you know, either elderly people in the family, you know, they wouldn't really necessarily be open to something that is so new to them as a concept, or, you know, young children. It's great as well to help them with in that way. And I can share one example from my own extended family, and that was with a young child who was having chronic ear infections, and you know that always is very painful and difficult for them to go through. And of course, if you listen to Ron, you realize that then when someone starts having that kind of pain, then they're attracting entities, and then that gets into a lot of problems. And after having, you know, that little one go to the light ship and have some clearings, that's basically been the end of that. So no more problem with that. And it happened so easily and effortlessly, you know, and people in the family, they just think, well, you know, he just got older and that problem went away. But, you know, so it's just great to be able to give that gift, and it's very easy to do for your loved ones. So thank you for sharing that. I'd like to, if we could, just a minute, go to the fast chat. We have a couple of requests. And, Ron, if we could take up a couple of those and then come back to Kimberly, that would be great. We have a request for an emotional clearing.
Okay, so since today is the end of the week, just Friday, people might be stressed out. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're happy to be off their job. But if you do carry some stress, here we go. We'll clear the stress for the last 5 days. So this is an emotional clearing sample. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Well, today cleared. Whoa, a lot of stuff there. And today cleared. So work on yesterday a little bit more here. So here we go. So clear away some more of that stress here. There we go. And again, the flip side of the emotional clearing is the feeling body. Some people relate to feelings more than emotions. So the body then gets used. And people normally who work with the feeling body will use that word in their vocabulary. I feel like you hurt me. I feel sad. I feel ungrateful. I don't feel right today. You know, I feel like you're doing something to me behind your back. You know, all different types of things like this here. You know, I feel anger. I feel sadness. You know, if you have that word feeling that comes up, then you are living in your feeling body. And the emotional body needs to be clear too, but you may not have the relief that you're expecting when you have an emotional clearing, because you're actually living consciously in the feeling body. Remember, we have different bodies that we sense here, and we sense, you know, how to be on the earth plane. Without our senses, we wouldn't know where we were, so the body has those built into it. So here's a feeling body sample. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, some sadness there, wow. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, anger's coming up now. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So since I got anger flowing through me, we'll do an anger body. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A mental body. Those are people who live in their heads. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back over to you.
Okay, I thought I heard Seth whispering that maybe we had another caller on or something. Do we have another caller? Okay, I guess not. Kimberly, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you, Sylvia and Ron?
Oh, wait, we do have. It sounds like we have Larry on also. Hi. Wow, we have a whole group here.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
How are you today? Hi. Yes, I had a question for Ron. I was wondering.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who originally created the ETs, since they don't apparently have souls, and also the ET rulers, who originally created them?
Well, the ETs, you know, are from the light. They chose darkness. They chose mind energy. So it's much like the people that live on this planet. You know, you're created, you know, also. And so did you choose light or darkness? So ones that were created by the darkness, where they came from, I don't have any information. They are created. Nothing wrong with them as long as they don't come into the universe of light. So they want to do the controlling aspect. So remember, the light gives you free choice, free will. And the darkness of ETs that are soulless beings, typically, I would say most of them want to inhabit us and control us. Imagine there are some races out there that don't care, but that are interfering with us, taking away our free, the ones that should not be here. Who created them? I don't know. It's possible that maybe they were created by the light. They had a spirit or soul in it. And what happens, too, is that that can get stolen from them. And maybe the darkness didn't hold that spirit, and now they don't have one. That happens to people here on this planet, too. A little dark side practice. So this is why it's so important to have that dark side practice clearing, get people's energies off of you. Another way of saying that, I have a screen on there for courting, and that helps, too. So people with thoughts about you, or even people that do prayers for you, are actually courting you also. So I would definitely, if you have people around in a church praying for you, then get on that dark side of practitioner clearing. We use the word dark side because that's mainly initially put on for people who are under spells and curses and hexes. So I use that aspect. But actually anything that's being used against you, against your will, that also includes prayer circles where people are praying for you. And they don't know what they're doing. They think that it's divine energy, but it's dark coming and attaching to you. You're wounded. Remember, you know, if you don't rattle the cage, you know, or the chain, they're not going to come to you. Well, once they get alerted that someone out there that needs help, the darkness will now focus on you. And, you know, they give you the bullseye T-shirt, you know. Well, that can use, remember, when you pray outside of yourself, you some energy. You're at P-R-E-Y to what's preying on you.
Mm-hmm. So, also, Ron, I was wondering, with the Hitler's spirit, did the ETs take his soul away from his body? Did they come in and invade his body and take over?
Boy, I haven't really searched that too much. Typically, I would say that would be correct. I won't go on record of saying that. That is true. Typically, when somebody does not work with love energy, and that's even true with people today, besides Hitler, anybody doing ceremonies or anything like that, killing goats or bleeding animals or anything like that, they have things taken over their body to do that. And whatever is in them is causing that, because your true spirit that's in you of love energy would never hurt anything or harm anything. And that's just the way it is. That's us. So when it is anything against someone else's will, it actually causes that much harm to people. And they're taking over. They're not using their energy to help someone or to do to do an awful thing to them. They're actually using the darkness, not connected to their spirit. Where the spirit would never do that. So that's the separation of the dark side that we have in us, you know, from the light. People normally choose the darkness. They're used to doing that, and that's what you hear as far as voices and the thoughts inside of your head normally. When you ask for guidance, is the darkness coming to you? You have to go to your heart, the truth. I hope that answered your question, Larry.
Yes, that did, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to Kimberly and see if what you'd like to get into next.
Sure, what would you like to ask?
Oh, we have a little... Wait a minute for the... There we go.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear.
I'm here.
So I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said I'm here. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, I guess I would like to just see if there's any particular healings that you might be interested in finding out more about or experiencing a sample of that Ron could do this evening.
Sure, we could, well, with Sunday's intensive coming up, perhaps we could sample some of the internal organ clearings that we've been experiencing since last week. And they're doing more than that. They're still looking at all the bodies, because today I really wanted to know what was going on. So I gave Ron a call, and I said, I think something big is happening, and I don't know if I need to ask a specific request to help it along, or, you know, come on, what's happening? So he took a look, and we had, he found a giant white octopus on my sensory body, and that made sense because they have eight legs, and I've had enough clearings where I can feel the different patterns and rhythms of them being removed from me. But this one was huge, and it was really wanting to stay put. And that's what I was feeling, was the struggle of it, which was really quite intriguing. So he assisted with that, and that was, you know, it just kind of went away. And then I had scheduled a private session for my ears because they've been very problematic. And there was a device on my head that also covered my ear area. That was kind of rooted into my skull, and it took a few hours. They really had to work on it, and there were also rods screwed into each of my ears, one rod for each ear, and they couldn't just pull them out because they were screwed in. So they had to screw them a little at a time, and then they realized there were fiber optic type threads from the sides of these sticks, that's what I'm going to call them, maybe transmission rods, I'm not sure, also connected to different areas of my brain. So it was quite, like, it's very intriguing, fascinating, and consciously aware of what's going on, very gentle. And when these sticks were untwisted and removed, you could feel the fluid coming, draining, like, out of my ears, and they cleaned that up, and then I rested for a little while after the session, because there was, like, swelling a little bit, but it's not tender, but not. I mean, it is, but it's not. It's like you think, you feel it, but it kind of isn't, it kind of isn't, and that subsided, and I've had ongoing problems for about 20 years with my ears, just, you know, very aggravating, that no other doctor could figure out. I have marvelous relief this evening, and I'm really wondering how much better I'm going to even feel tomorrow, maybe in the next few days. So I guess I kind of got off track
with that. That's awesome. That's great.
Excited.
So, you know, for anybody that might be listening that is just tuning in, what we're talking about is that Ron is doing these intensive kind of healing marathon sessions on the Sundays this month, including 2 days from now, in case you're interested in participating. And basically the light beings from the light ship are actually removing things that have been put in us in our various organs of the body and energetic systems that shouldn't be with us. Basically, this would include types of entities, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, ET parasites and that kind of thing. And in between the calls, in between the Sundays, the lightship has been continuously working on us, because this is a lot of work. Like you just heard Kimberly mention, the types of things that have been, you know, done to people, which is just, you know, very sad state of affairs here on Earth. And so they're working on these things continuously, and a lot of people are really feeling, you know, especially when they tune into it, what work is being done, and Kimberly being very sensitive and aware of stuff is obviously tuning into the amazing work that's going on in between the Sundays. So, Ron, can you add any comments to that or talk about this coming Sunday a little bit?
Yeah, for myself, seeing these things and working with them and having to go into these different realms of consciousness to get these things out, for me, it's kind of mind-boggling. You know, I do so much of this work now that this is why we're doing the 8-hour intensives. But, man, it's if you really get a glimpse of what's happening to the bodies here, you know, when you look at it with the perspective of that there's so many things in us working against the body living, it's I'm surprised that the body even lives, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like looking at, you know, not use a real graphic thing here, but looking like roadkill. And just seeing, you know, all types of things, you know, attacking that roadkill. And this is kind of how our body looks when they're when it's in quarantine on the light ship. I mean, it's awful. I can't tell you how awful it looks of the parts that are in quarantine. And this also includes your spirit. And so this is why these healings are so important to a beginner. You know, most people just talk about love and light and how your thoughts control your reality and don't think bad thoughts. You know, that's so far removed from what we're doing. You know, that type of mindset, I mean, that's not even, you know, that's like, you know, not even preschool, you know. It's so anyway, what's been done to us is just awful by the aliens. And it's just, and they allow it to happen, you see. You know, I don't see any one of the races coming up, stepping up to the plate and saying, you know, we should have a truce here and not do this to these poor people down here. Anyway, I won't go into too much of that, but that's kind of how, you know, how I perceive stuff here. And this is why we have so many clearings. I get some people who are actually upset with me because there's so many clearings. They go, geez, you know, how can you charge for this many clearings? I go, well, this is what we need, you know. And I find more and more each time. This is why we did a big discount on these 8-hour calls. So people can actually get on board and have a lot done to get more wellness into them. But there's just so much that has been done to the human body here. Like I said, I'm surprised that it even lives, because it has to be the spirit and the energy that the earth spirit is putting into the body to sustain life here must be tremendous when you realize how infested you are with all this stuff. People don't understand that, though. But I do understand it as much as I can, and it's very, very, very sad. But anyway, let's get on to a lighter note here. I'm going to do a sample clearing that we'll be doing on the 8-hour call here. And we'll work with people's kidneys. So we're going to take out some shapeshifters out of your kidneys. During the calls, I don't always mention what beings are being taken out because we're in quarantine. There's so many of these things that are ingrained in us, living inside of us energetically, that we don't even have a clue. And I don't always mention all of them anyway on the conference calls. But this one here is one of them. This is the shapeshifters coming out. So if you have a kidney infection, a kidney problem, these energies could very possibly be causing your condition, okay? So here we go. They're coming out. I'll count to 10. They'll get out as much as they can in this short amount of time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to take out the alien parasites. These look like a corkscrew worm, okay? Remember, these are invisible, and they're living off of your life force. And they can bite you and cause cysts, cause problems. Here we go. Being released, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to work on some other energies that are attached to your kidneys here. These look like little sucker fish, kind of, like a Plecostomus in a way. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll get the little, they look like little energetic maggots here. And they also attach to the skin inside of the kidney. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, we have a whole host of other things. Let's get out one of the snake energies here. This one here is a gray snake, and it has yellow and black stripes on it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more that's attached to people. And this one here looks like it's a octopus energy. They're kind of, they're probably the worst ones that we have. At least they're everywhere. The jellyfish may be the worst, but the octopus goes all over. So these are baby octopus energies. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get one more out here that they're showing me. This looks like a large worm that's stuck on you, okay? Like a sucker fish kind of, you know, but it's sitting there, taking away your life force. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to take away some energies. And these happen to be extraterrestrial also, but these more are like minerals, extraterrestrial minerals that they, and these are conscious beings too that are inside of your kidneys. Here we go. They look red in color to me, like little round BBs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this is sort of a sample that we do on the 8-hour call. I don't always get into all the details, but they work with all of our internal organs. That's why we call it a, you know, physical body organ rejuvenation intensive. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'd like to pick up a couple more of the requests or questions on the fast chat. Yolanda was asking if you could shed some light on, you know, when people, I guess, speak in tongues, which is supposedly the Holy Spirit coming into them, what is the source of that? Is that coming through courting or through Christ consciousness, or what is that?
Well, everything is mind energy at that point, so you're bringing in entities. They're probably ETs that want to enjoy your body and or entities that could have lived here on the earth plane. Just extraterrestrials who want to come in and mumble-jumble some words, speaking in tongues, okay? And that's what that is. It's something that's spiritual as far as divine energy. It's just strictly the person having entities of whatever they are coming into their body. And they're open to that because this is what they're choosing to do. I know going to a Pentecostal church is real interesting to watch. I went there a couple times to see a healer years and years and years ago. And they had this room dedicated for people who spoke in tongues. And it was probably a room, I'm just guessing, maybe 15 by maybe 30, something like that. And these people are going to that room, and they start talking, and they start walking in a circle. And they're walking counterclockwise, if that means anything. I don't know if it does or not, but everybody was following the leader. And they're all speaking in tongues. And the people that could not speak in tongues, that did not go into the room before their church service, they didn't feel like they were really connected to spirit because their friends were doing speaking in tongues, and they thought that that was the Holy Spirit talking to through them. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. This is pure entities of something sharing their body, doing this thing. So, again, they're opened up to negative forces of the mind. Remember, the mind energy is what you're looking at here. And that's collective consciousness. Remember, there's all different types of beings in collective consciousness. It's all the dark side energies. You could call it universal mind. You know, there's new age terms for this here. But anything that deals with the mind energy of thoughts between your ears is the darkness. The light does not do that. The light would only communicate with you in the language that you know.
and that's your spirit. It knows how to talk to you in your heart center. It's not going to give you some type of mumble jumble, you know, to make you think that you're more spiritual, maybe more holy, if that's the right word to use. But that's all negative energy. So if you know somebody who does that, you might stay away from them because they're full of entities. Remember, once an entity comes into someone, it doesn't necessarily leave. You know, once they're invited in, which is what they're doing by maybe walking into this room or whatever they're doing, once they come in, they may be with them for a long time. So why should you get somebody else's energy? In fact, as you start realizing your true spirituality of who you are with your spirit, you'll probably start drawing yourself away from people around you who don't have the same consciousness. And that's probably what Jesus meant in the Bible, kind of paraphrasing, it's like, only a few people typically are going to be of the light, so to speak, because the rest of the people are lost. You know, that's what I think he meant by the words, let the dead bury the dead. So that's kind of how I kind of look at it, too, is everybody who cannot understand because they're too full of mind energy from the past ancestry and belief systems. There's no way you can change anybody's belief system. They believe what they believe. All you can do is hopefully they'll go to their heart to get the truth. And that's what I try to do on this show, is to show people how to do that process to get more of their spirit energy. And that's the whole thing. So hopefully all the shows that we've had here on BBS have helped the people listening to understand that you are the divine energy. You just have to tune into it because you have it with you. It's never outside of yourself. And what's outside of yourself is not of that. So you want to always connect to your heart center. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered your question. Now, Yolanda.
Great. Ron, we have a couple of different requests for types of cording disconnections. One of them is a sample of the planetary cording release. If you'd like to do that.
Okay, here we go. So the planetary cording, I'll do grid lines. So the grid line, hopefully that's okay for you. The grid line kind of keeps you stuck of where you're going to be living. So another way of saying this here, I know that they do astrology and they can tell you where is a good place to live. Well, this is still the mind control energy is coming to you. So sometimes people get stuck in a place and they just can't seem to move out of it. I've had people call me saying, Ron, I'm like a homebody. I have a hard time leaving my house. I start to walk out the door and I kind of get afraid. Well, that's because the grid line energy where you're living is very strong. And that also is being interfered with, and the aliens are keeping you locked into your house. So you're unable to be functional. So here we go. And this is the energy that they put forth to prevent you from being more awakened. Remember, a lot of people who have these serious problems are the ones that are probably more spiritually evolved. Maybe their spirit came in less than hampered, maybe it's a little more awakened through the mind control. And so the dark side knows that, and rotten parents, and maybe they have you pick the worst of the worst parents, And then all of a sudden, your life goes to hell in a handbasket, and you wonder why, and you start getting older, and you go, man, I've had really a rough life here. And why is that? Well, maybe it's because you are a little more awakened compared to most people, or maybe you have a lot of physical problems or something. That's all dark side energy that's coming to you, and the dark side is reinforcing that. So here we go, grid line clearing. So this will be where you're living, and this also could help people who have a hard time finding a job. Sometimes that energy cords them so strongly that they can't move their energy field out into a different location, maybe outside of their own city or outside of where their present job is. So here we go. I'll count to 10. We're going to release the energy. This is as much as we can do in this short amount of time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what we're going to do now is work with the bottom of your feet. And this will be interesting. I'm going to take away the energy. A lot of people meditate. A lot of people have been taught to ground to the earth. Well, there's no reason to ground to the earth. Remember, you don't want to take on and cord the earth because the earth you know, has positive things plus negative things. So when you record the earth, you know, what if you only go down and you attach to the earth where there's a lot of dead people buried, you know? Maybe you're dealing with volcanoes and hurricanes and anything, fires, floods. Remember, these are in the earth, too. So why do you want to bring that energy through cording into your body? So somehow whoever started practicing, you know, the meditations that have you ground to the earth, somehow, you know, the dark side really got into these people to teach this, and now everybody normally does it. So here we go. We're going to disconnect you from the earth so that your spirit does not have to deal with low-density energy. Remember, you're not the earth energy. So here we go. And the reason why I'm saying it's low energy compared to you is because your spirit should not be landlocked here. The earth is landlocked. You know, the earth spirit is here providing everything for the earth, but your spirit came in here to experience life here. So it's actually a little more conscious because it can move around, where the earth spirit is more stationary. That's kind of how I would describe what I'm trying to explain to you, okay? So it's not that the earth spirit's negative, it's just that it's denser. So why do you want to bring denseness into your body? Here we go. So and release the energy from your tailbone and also from the bottom of your feet. This is what most people do on meditations. So here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll first do your left leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And tailbone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think some people might even ground their heart to the earth. So let's do the heart energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, your spirit doesn't want you to cord it, doesn't want you to do energetic transmissions on its behalf. It's fully conscious and doesn't need any help. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that was very, very interesting. You know, for myself, even though I don't do that practice of grounding to the earth, I still felt a lot of energy shift there. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, remember, your body is stored up of, your body stored up of all of your past lives, so you have the genetics in there that probably have done that in the past. How do you feel, Kimberly?
I really felt it in the heart this time, the cord being released.
Yes, so what happens is as people go through a particular healing, as you have more healings done on yourself, more of the density start getting cleared away. This is the unfortunate thing, like I said initially, is that the aliens have given us so much of a load here that normally just not one clearing is going to fix you. And then all of a sudden you have one, and, you know, that may not seem that intense, but the layers are cleared away. It's like the domino effect, and all of a sudden everything falls into alignment, and all of a sudden you're cured, or there are things happen to you, you know, that are very positive with your body. But, you know, if you felt the energy, either from this lifetime, it could even be somebody, you know, connecting you to the earth in some kind of ritual practice. You know, that's why we have a dark side practitioner on the website. Or mainly it could just be entities who like to do that. Maybe you have meditated a few times and they want to meditate too. So you might have a couple of thousand entities grounding their energetic ghost body to the earth. They haven't left you yet. And then also
wow.
It could be from past lives, okay, that are with you genetically, who body hop from your ancestors. And then it could just be body genetics. So, you know, there's a whole big bag of tricks here that we open up, a big can of worms. So, like I said, you know, to the first time, person doing healing or reading about stuff, they think it's very simple and very easy to do. And as you start getting more into it, this is very complicated. And this is why I tell people, I say, you know, you're not going to be able to do this yourself. Your spirit is not empowered enough. And the light ship can help you with this here. Can the light ship fix you completely? I can't guarantee that.
but it will make you feel better. But this is the process. So the light ship is here now to do these clearings to free humanity from the aliens that have, you know, brought us down and controlled us here. And this is why the light ship is the only source that created you. This is what it is, and it's here to help you. This is why these healings are, can only be done by them, because they have your spiritual blueprint. Your spiritual blueprint of your creation is nowhere else but on the light ship. And in fact, tomorrow night we're going to the light ship. It's Saturday Night Live on the light ship, so we'll go through the first probably 10 minutes of the program. It starts at 9 o'clock on Station 1, Pacific time, midnight. So I guess back to you, Kimberly, if you want to comment or say something or request a healing.
I'm going to say it's never too late to go to the Creation Light Ship for healing. And from what I understand, Ron, your part being here is to help with the command for the healing, because the healings do need to be requested, because we do have free will in the light. And
yes, that is correct.
Right. And then for this Sunday, we are so fortunate that you've willing to give such a great group discount that even if you missed last weekend, don't wrap your mind around that, because what's coming this Sunday and to follow is still so well worth it. And if you're still not sure, go to those archives, try them out. And if you're not feeling it, perhaps the density might be really, really, really thick. And super dense, because there's been some healings I'm like, I'm not sure. But then redoing them, I think you can do that on the line with the website too. There's some codes. You can go back, because I've noticed that in my private sessions too with Ron is that sometimes I'm carrying such a burden of dense energy that I don't feel like the first pass, two or three of it. But then when they get down to the fourth and fifth pass of it, it's like, okay, now we're vibrating, you know, now something's breaking loose. It's just that there just might be just so much, you just might not feel it in the beginning. And as you do these healings and release these densities and the negative energy patterns that you've been expressing yourself through, I'm certain that you'll just become more and more aware of the attunement and how you're benefiting on all the different levels of the complexity of how we are expressing ourselves, all the buffer bodies. And it's just a wonderful time to be here, because this is just so real and it works. So if you haven't jumped in, I personally am inviting you. It's a wonderful place to be right now.
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
Did I talk too much? Are we there?
Hi. Yeah, I don't know. I just heard an odd announcement on the call about having 2 minutes left, so I'm not sure what that's about. But, thank you for saying that's really true. And let's see, I'd kind of like to pick up another request on the fast chat, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Yeah, sure, go right ahead.
Okay, we had Judy on the line, and Judy was asking if we could do a courting disconnection from past relationships.
Okay, so let's do it for males first, okay? Then we'll do it for females. Remember, you can have somebody that you just don't like, that maybe an old boss or something. It could be a romantic relationship. So it makes no difference. Everything is a relationship here in life anyway. You may have even a relationship with the dog that bit you that you hate that's courted to you, okay? That's a possibility, okay? So here we go. We'll disconnect your, just so think of a male. If you don't think of anything, any male there, just know that these would be male energies that have seen you. Remember, we all see females and males in our lives. So here we go. And we'll go back, I'll go back 6 months here. So I'll do them all at one time here. And so 6 months ago, sixth chakra released. This is their energy that's corded into your sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And that will get the energy that you gave them willingly. Remember, you corded them too. It's a two-way street. So here we go. Sixth chakra, energy is being returned to you. And as it comes back to you, it's being neutralized. So are you just getting the neutral energy back?
You have exceeded your time limit on this call.
Okay, everyone, if you're still listening, we might have just a little technical difficulty going on one of the lines that we're using for this broadcast. So probably right now, if you've lost your sound of being able to hear Ron and also I think Kimberly, don't worry. I believe Seth will be calling them and getting them right back on the line. Kimberly, if you can hear me, if in case Seth doesn't have your number, if you can call in again, that would be great. And I'm sure that Ron will complete the clearing, so just sit tight while we get our technical difficulties handled, and we'll be right back with you. So just relax, breathe, go into your heart center, and just we'll be back with you in just a minute, okay? Okay, everyone, bear with us. BBS Radio is still attempting to get Ron back on the line. That was a funny one. We've never had that before, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So I'll just talk for a minute. In case you haven't caught the whole program tonight, we've been talking about the clearings that Ron is doing on the Sunday 8-hour marathon sessions, as he calls them. And there is one happening this Sunday in case you would like to participate in that. And, you know, as Kyle is so fond of saying on the fast chat, you know, you'll experience the feeling of love just come walking into your body, that pure, true divinity working with you. There's nothing like it. There's nothing in the universe of, you know, duality that we're living in here on Earth that touches the experience of being on the light ship and being with the light.
Yeah, I'm back again.
Oh, wonderful. Yay. So Ron's back.
I don't know
Ron.
What happened. Yeah, I don't know what happened. So we're kind of weird.
You were in the middle of that
knows.
Clearing.
Okay, so let's see here. So we're bringing your energy back to yourself. So
okay.
Sixth chakra being returned. Fifth chakra returned. Fourth returned. Power chakra returned, second chakra returned, and first chakra returned, okay? And now we're going to work with the females in your life. It could be one person or many, just like the males. So here we go. 6 months back, taking the energy that they gave you, quarter to you. So sixth chakra being released from you. Fifth, fourth, third, second, and first. Now we'll regain your energy back. So this is energy that you connected with them also. Remember, it comes back to you. And also that person who gets it is neutralized too. So you're not going to be having somebody's baggage get returned back to you. So here we go. Sixth chakra coming back to you, your own energy. And fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And I mentioned earlier animals. So let's just try this here. Maybe something bit you or something like that. Some animal may have quartered you. So we'll just see what happens here. This will be a new experience here. So here we go. So we'll do the chakras again. So energy being returned back to that animal. So sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And your own energy now coming back to you. Sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful. So I don't know if we have Kimberly on the line. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here. So with the animal energy, for instance, I was a little girl, and I got attacked by one. It ripped my hand a bit. Is this what was going on, returning the energy back to me and removing the experience?
Yep. Yep. Remember, if somebody still has your energy, it's like an entity.
Okay.
And so you may have that pain. The memory is there, the cellular memory. And so having anything like that as far as a cording is not a good thing to have.
So
you don't want to have anything to you.
And so every time you see a scar from something like that, you're just giving it more energy, right?
That is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Well, let's see. Just looking over the fast chat to see if we have any other requests. I think I saw one from Mia, a request for the sludge, a sample of the sludge body clearing.
Oh, okay. So here we go. This will be one sludge body. There's more of these. This is how the dark side interfaces you with the wonderful energy of the jellyfish. So here we go. I'll just do this here. So the 10, and we'll release it here as much as we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. To you, Sylvia or Kimberly?
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour. Kimberly, is there anything that you would like to experience before we end our program tonight?
I'd just like to experience more people joining in. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to heal and become more consciously aware of your spirit within you.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. How about some peace energy for everyone through the light being?
So this will be activated for half past the hour here. So we're going to bring in the male light beams. Here they come. So stronger. Bring them through your light beam on your monitor screen. If you're not there, then just bring it up. But here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And there comes the wonderful peace energy. Oh, here it is. It should be filling your whole room. You should feel wonderful. And we'll just close the show here. And I'll say blessings to all of you. Enjoy the peace energy for the next probably half an hour or so. And hopefully you'll be on the call, the VBS program, I should say, tomorrow night. This Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And then by all means, you know, get on the 8-hour call this coming Sunday. And it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 hours in length. You can also be on an absentee. So if you have a problem, I just can't do this, well, there's no excuse. You can do it absentee. So definitely get on it so that you're able to have these healings done. They work the same absentee as in person. I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
And I'll just say thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming on, and it's wonderful having you with us, and all of you that were listening, and those of you on the fast chat, the beautiful comments and questions and so on. Thank you so much, and thank you, Ron, and the Light Ship for helping us with our
you know, divinity in our process of getting cleared out so that our own spirit energy can come back into us. So good night, everyone, and blessings.
Blessings.
And blessings to all, and thank you, Kimberly, too. Good night, everybody.
Good night.